The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
When Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." Jesus said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. And the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. Today we have this unusual occurrence of the solemnity of Saints Peter and Paul. It falls on a Sunday, so it kind of wipes out the ordinary time Sunday. And we reflect on these two great figures in the early church, Saint Peter and Saint Paul, whose lives offer us a profound insight into how God works through human weakness to build his church. Let's begin with Peter, the fisherman, called from his nets by Jesus himself. If there is one word that characterizes Peter, for me, it is sincerity. He loved the Lord with a deep, impulsive, childlike heart. He was the first to declare, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And yet he was also the one who denied Jesus three times in his hour of need. What do we see in Peter? Not perfection, but honesty, openness, and a heart willing to be changed. When he fell, he wept bitterly. That weeping wasn't self-pity. It was the pain of a man who knew that he had failed the one he loved the most. And Jesus, after the resurrection, did not discard Peter for his weakness. Instead, in that beautiful moment on the shore of the Sea of Galilee, Jesus asked him not once, but three times, "Peter, do you love me?" He wasn't shaming him, he was restoring him. Jesus chose the sincere heart of Peter, not because it was flawless, but because it was willing. Willing to be molded, willing to follow, willing to feed his sheep. And Peter did feed them. He preached boldly at Pentecost, performed miracles in Jesus' name, and eventually died a martyr's death in Rome, crucified upside down, because he felt unworthy to die as Christ had. Saint Peter teaches us that God uses sincere hearts, not perfect ones, to build his kingdom. When we stumble, when we fall, the Lord does not reject us. He simply asks, "Do you love me?" and waits for our yes. Now let's turn to Saint Paul, the great missionary, the tireless apostle to the Gentiles. If Peter shows us sincerity, Paul shows us perseverance. Paul's journey began in violence. He was Saul, the persecutor, hunting down Christians with zeal. But on the road to Damascus, Jesus broke into his life with blinding light and unstoppable mercy. And Paul was changed, not just in name, but in purpose. From that moment, he never looked back. Paul endured more than most of us can imagine: beatings, imprisonment, shipwreck, hunger, betrayal, misunderstanding, even from within the church. But he pressed on. Why? Because he had seen the risen Lord, and that encounter redefined everything. In his letter to the Philippians, he writes, "I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." Paul was a man possessed by purpose, driven by grace, and sustained by hope. Yet Paul was not without weakness. He speaks of a thorn in the flesh given to him, a constant reminder of his dependence on God. And what does Jesus say to him? My grace is sufficient for you, for power is made perfect in weakness. Peter's sincerity opened the door to leadership. Paul's perseverance opened the door to mission. Together, they represent the two sides of the apostolic heart: humility before God and unyielding boldness before the world. Both men were flawed, both failed, but both were transformed by love and fueled by faith. Peter, the rock, shows us that leadership in the church is rooted in love, not pride. Paul, the missionary, shows us that ministry is grounded in God's grace and not our personal strength. And so what do we take from their example? We take hope, because like Peter, we fail, we deny, we doubt. But if our hearts are sincere, Jesus will find us on the shore of our failures and invite us again. Follow me. And we take courage, because like Paul, the road may be long and painful. We may face opposition, confusion, fatigue. But if we keep pressing forward, God's grace will be enough. Let us like them be like Peter in our love for Christ, and like Paul in our zeal to share him. Let us build the church not with perfection, but with sincerity and perseverance, knowing that it is Jesus who builds through us. In the end, both Peter and Paul gave their lives for the gospel, not because they were heroes, but because they were transformed sinners, touched by grace and totally convinced that Jesus Christ was worth everything. So may we too be transformed, may we too love sincerely, and may we too persevere.